Hey, Riley.
Thank you again for speaking with Katie and Kay.
You bet.
What is your position on the firing of former Secretary of Veteran Affairs David Shulkin?
You know, we'd had a couple of our folks that are on the appropriate committees on that had some concerns in terms of the VA not moving fast enough to make sure that our veterans are going to be able to have access to health care. Then some inefficiencies that are dealing with the bureaucracy, and it's certainly in the president's wheelhouse to have who he wants head up any administrative body, and we're going to be hopeful that his appointee will move forward with actually making sure that the choice program is actually working.
David Shulkin has spoken out to an ongoing effort to privatize the VA. Would you say that that is related to these bureaucratic barriers?
I would actually disagree with his assessment. We do want to be able to provide choice for our veterans so they can live where they would like to be able to live. But the importance of the VA is we have a lot of service personnel right now, and some of them are going to have post-traumatic stress. Some of them are going to have physical injuries. The VA proper is going to be well-suited to be able to deliver good services, and that's important for our veterans. But also being able to provide choice if they need to have an eye appointment, they catch a cold and need to have to go to a doctor, be able to go to a local physician. The VA does play an important role, but we do also need to be able to broaden that. It'll actually provide relief for the VA in terms of being able to provide service and their wait times if they aren't dealing with a common cold, even though they can.
What are your thoughts on Ronnie Jackson, his proposed replacement?
You know, he's more of private sector, I think, is how he's been described. I think that there are certainly some benefits to having fresh eyes coming in to be able to look at it rather than this is the way it's been done and the way it must continue. I think the president has picked some very good administrative people to be able to move into a variety of posts, and we'll certainly be supportive of anyone who's going to support our veterans and make sure that the promise we made as a nation to the people who had served is going to be fulfilled when it comes to their medical care.
So what are your overall impressions of the direction of this administration?
You know, we made a lot of positive strides. You know, when we look back economically, and that's certainly an important issue throughout the entire Western slope. Under the previous administration, we had about 1.5% GDP growth. The latest report that just came out showed 2.9% and a strengthening economy. We've been able to get through the House, through the Senate, and on the President's desk 14 Congressional Review Acts addressing overregulation, and the President is doing a lot of that administratively as well. And he, like I believe all of us, understands the importance of having some regulation, but it needs to be sensible. If it's working, we'll leave it. If it needs adjustment, we'll adjust it. If it's not working, we stop doing it.
I'm interested in knowing more about the omnibus spending package. I read that it was 2,232 pages, and you yourself said that it was rather messy. Could you go into why you voted for it?
We've been operating under continuing resolutions, probably for as long as many of us can now remember, which froze particularly spending for our military. Had the opportunity to be able to sit down with General Mattis, Secretary of Defense, noted that we have real threats right now coming out of China, out of North Korea, developing an intercontinental ballistic missile, and they're obviously now a nuclear power as well. We have Russia. We have Iran. This isn't something that we can afford as a country for our national defense to delay on. General Mattis noted that 60% of Navy Hornets cannot fly because of maintenance issues. We've had ships because of training issues that have ran into each other, not only killing sailors and damaging the ships, but creating a lot of heartache for families who have their young men and women in harm's way.
And yet, it's increased by $76 billion, the money that's going towards the military, from $634 billion to $700 billion, which is far more than any other country. Would you say that the money is being spent responsibly and effectively?
Any bureaucracy, there is going to be dollars that could be better spent. I think General Mattis is employing programs to make sure that the dollars are getting to where they need to be to make sure that our country is safe, that we're able to deal with the threats that continue to grow around the world. In terms of comparative spending under the Obama administration, dollars going into the military were less, and that's where we're seeing four times as many of our service personnel died in training accidents as they did in combat this last year.
And this package also includes spending for the opioid crisis. What is your plan for improving healthcare access in rural America and addressing the opioid crisis in the 3rd Congressional District?
Well, we've held 10 roundtables. In fact, we have one up in Cray. We just passed the Alto Act out of the House of Representatives to where opioids were not the first choice in terms of treatment for pain. This will provide grants to be able to help local community hospitals to be able to deploy this as well. The other issues that we've heard at our roundtables and we've been supportive of is to make sure that doctors are aware of the use of opioids and how that's going to be impacting our communities, and to make sure that we don't have what they call doc shopping, to where you go from doctor to doctor to be able to get opioids, and that's going to be through some of the electronic medical records. We've seen positive steps again there.
Do you have any plans for an in-person town hall in the district?
Yeah, we're going to continue to try and line those out, given our schedule here in Washington last week and I think the week before. Telephone town halls, I think we've had, is it three in Craig already during the course of my term. We'll continue to be out in our district, and every meeting we have is virtually a town hall, sitting down with our folks, but we will be reaching out.